I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You never know when your life will change. With a young French woman named Victoria Meyer, it came with a phone call. That's when her work at the Jet Propulsion Lab, studying satellite imagery of forests, became challenged by music, and not just any kind of music. This is Victoria Meyer, who as a singer goes just by Victoria. Victoria joins us along with songwriter and producer Andy Paley from the studios at KPCC in Pasadena. Hi, Victoria. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So tell us what style this is, Victoria. What are we listening to?
So we call that style of music Yeye. It's like from the 60s in France. There was this like style of music that was really popular at the time. And it comes from the word, the English word Yeye. Like the French just turned it into yeah yeah because yeah. It sounds French.
like the Beatles, She Loves You, yeah yeah yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I'm guessing you were probably not born in the first wave of yeah yeah. When did you first hear yeah yeah music, and what do you like about it?
Okay, so you're correct. I was not born yet when it first came out, but I mean, even today in France, it's a pretty popular style. I mean, it's like everybody knows that it's from another time, but when you go to a party, very often you would hear at least one of these songs.
Okay, so kind of a nostalgia thing today.
Yeah.
And Andy Paley, you were the one who was looking for someone who could write French lyrics and also someone who could sing in the style of a French chanteuse. What precisely were you looking for? What were you aiming to do?
Well, someone asked me, a guy named Adam Wolf, who's a music publishing guy, asked me if I could do some music like this, do some yeah, yeah music. And he asked me if I had someone who could possibly sing that way. So I looked around, and a friend of mine worked at JPL, where there are a lot of French people working. And I asked her if maybe there was anyone who could write with me. And then my friend introduced me to Victoria. And Victoria and I went out the first night just to write a song and see what it was like. And we actually wrote the one that you played a minute ago that night.
Mm, wow. So, Victoria, you're an ecologist at the Jet Propulsion Lab. Were you ready for this experience?
Well, I was not expecting it, that's for sure. That was a big surprise. But when my friend called me and asked me if I wanted to do it, I said yes right away. I was pretty excited about it because it was so different from what I usually do at work that, like, I didn't hesitate a second.
Had you sung before? I mean, you sound really good. I mean, it sounds like you've done this all your life.
Well, thank you very much. That was pretty new to me. Like, when Andy, so first I was just supposed to write the lyrics with him, right? At that time, I didn't even know what the melody sounded like. So when we wrote the lyrics, Andy started playing on the piano, and he said, oh, this is going to be great. Now, you know, I just have to record a demo. And he said, can you sing? And I was puzzled. Like, I didn't know what to say. So, I said, well, you know, I sing in my car, in the shower, but that's pretty much it. But I said, you know, let's try it and let's see, you know, where it leads us. And if it's not good, then that's okay because it's, you know, it's not my job. So it wasn't at the time, at least, you know.
It is amazing, though, Andy. I mean, what you've done with Victoria really does sound like it is from the 1960s. How hard is it to write in 2017 a Yeah Yeah song? And you do this together.
It's really easy if you look at it as a fun thing. I mean, my favorite songs from that era are kind of the Brill Building songs by the writing teams like Carole King and Jerry Goffin and Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry. And the idea is just to keep it light and don't get too serious. And just keep it fun. Victoria and I feel when we're writing, if we have to labor over something, then it's probably not that good. If it comes out naturally and quickly, it's usually the best. And I was really pleasantly surprised by how quickly she got into this. And it doesn't take us very long to write songs. It's it seems like really easy. And as far as making the records, that's something I've always enjoyed doing, is making records that sound in a certain style. I enjoy that.
Where does Ye Ye go from here?
I don't know. we've been having success with what we've done so far, and we're getting great reactions with this stuff.
Yeah, I think it's fun songs that people like to listen to, and like I think the thing that I've heard the most, I think, is that it's so fun and light, and like it gets in people's head. You know, like my friends, I would just listen to it once, and then I would sing it for the rest of the day. I think that's a good sign. Like that's, people like that.
Have you hooked?
Yeah, the hooks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Have you hooked your colleagues at the JPL to this music? Like, are they listening on headphones now?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I think they like it. They tell me they like it.
I would be really stoked if Ye Ye is the next big thing in this country. Can we have you back if it is?
Yeah, that would be great. I would love that.
The thing is, like writing and producing this stuff, I kept saying it while we were making it. I kept saying, this isn't rocket science.
It's a perfect line.
All we got to do is just sort of put it together.
Andy Paley and Victoria Meyer, thanks very much for being with us. Really like this stuff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.